From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Ancram Planning Board will hold a public hearing to hear comment on a local property owner's application for a special use permit to install pole-mounted solar panels. The hearing, to be held July 5th, will consider Ian Haig's application to install solar panels on his 27-acre property at 273 Hall Hill Road. Ancram Town Supervisor Art Basin said, and I quote, "A homeowner wants to put a single-family-sized array. It is not a large community solar project. It is on the ground, not on someone's roof. The planning board wants to look at it and get public opinion to ensure it will not be intrusive. It is not terribly interesting," end quote. Haig and Towning Board Chairman John Ingram did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Ancram prohibits large-scale solar arrays, but Basin said the town is looking into changing that as it reviews its comprehensive plan, which was drafted in 2010. Solar arrays will be on the agenda as a part of that process, he said. The public hearing on the Haig Solar Project will be held 7 p.m. July the 5th. The next meeting of the Planning Board's Comprehensive Plan Review Committee will be held at 7 p.m. July 16th. Both will be held at Ancram Town Hall, 1416 County Road 7 in Ancram. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Lawmakers in Ulster County will choose this month whether to let voters decide on longer terms for county legislators and on term limits for some elected officials. First-term legislator Joseph Maloney, an independent from Saugerties, introduced both measures. One would increase the term of an Ulster County legislator from 2 to 4 years. A second would limit to 12 years the amount of time Ulster County legislators, the county executive, and the county comptroller could serve. In April, the legislature defeated a single proposal to have voters decide both questions. The public response to the original proposals was mixed. Most speakers at a public hearing spoke in favor of term limits, but the idea of extending the length of a legislator's term did not get as much support. If the proposals are approved by two committees and the full legislature, both could be introduced on the November ballot. Gary Miller is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. An 18-year-old Albany man drowned July 4th in the Catskill Creek after swimming with friends, officials said. Nay Hutu, 18, was pronounced dead near the creek off Route 23 by Greene County Coroner Richard Bigelow. Bigelow said Hutu slipped off the rocks into a deeper pool of water. The coroner did not know Hutu's connection to Greene County. The incident remains under investigation by the Greene County Sheriff's Office. In addition to the county sheriff's office, state police, and the Columbia County Sheriff's Office dive team, Catskill and Leeds Fire Departments and the Catskill-Leeds Auxiliary Firefighters all assisted at the scene. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. 20 new American citizens from 14 different countries were sworn in July 4th at the Saratoga National Historical Park. Nearly 400 people gathered at the Visitor's Center to witness the group take the oath of allegiance, and colonial reenactors fired muskets and cannon salutes in honor of the new Americans. As immigrants, they have watched how President Donald Trump's administration has sought to impose a travel ban on those fleeing Syria and Iran, while also separating children from parents who are crossing the country's borders. Bassam Abdel Nabi, 39, of Gilderland, said, and I quote, "I agree with updating the process, but you just don't set the doors closed," quote. Like many new Americans, among the most important things Abdel Nabi wanted to accomplish is to gain the right to vote. He is enrolled as a Democrat and looking forward to his first election as a voter this fall. Millicent Okyeri, 24, a graduate student at the State University of Albany, said, and I quote, "I want my voice to connect with leaders," end quote. Okyeri, a native of Ghana, said she is registered as an unaffiliated voter. The battlefield citizenship ceremony was among approximately 175 held nationwide between June 28th and July 10th by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. In Saratoga, volunteer Joe Craig, a retired park ranger, led the crowd in traditional 18th century toast to the Declaration of Independence. Craig said about the new Americans, and I quote, They're as American as apple pie. Every bit of apple pie ingredients aren't native to North America, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.